Hey guys, you remember this video where I did new fog lights on my 2024 Street Glide? Yep, well within 24 hours of posting that video, Oxbeam, the maker of those lights, reached out to me and said, hey, we've got some lights that are specifically designed for motorcycles that do yellow and white combination either or at the same time. Would you like to try them? And my buddy Steve doesn't have any fog lights on his 2024 Lowrider ST. So today we're going to install those lights on that Tobacco Fade Lowrider ST. And then we'll go out and we will compare them to the fog lights I've already got so you can see which ones are brighter. And we'll show you the functionality between the yellow and white combo lights. Sound good? Let's get into it. All right, these are the mounts we're going to use. There will be links in the description for where to find this stuff on Amazon. These are the lights they sent me. The MT8 series, and this little booklet that comes with it shows you the instructions and the modes, but here's what we're talking about. There, and that's the one I find most interesting, is a yellow and white mode, or you can just do white, or you can just do yellow. So we're going to test all these out. There's a little controller to change your modes, and this is what the lights themselves look like. They do come with some mounts, but they're not going to work on his crash bars the way we want, so that's why we ordered our own mounts. Here's the wiring module. Now this will need to wire straight to your battery. There's a control module you'll need to hide. He's got a fairing we can hide that in. And then this is the controller to change the modes or turn them off and on. And there is a way to mount those up on the handlebar, I think. If not, we'll figure it out. All right, we decided to start by mounting the controller on the handlebar to make sure we had a good place to know where it would fit. And then starting to route that wire down so we can figure out where we're going to hide the control module and all those things. There's also the lights that have to be mounted, and we got to figure out the wiring for that. But we started with the handlebars, and with the bracket that we came with the device, we were able to make a perch mount right there on the handlebars with no extra stuff. Now, like all things that are universal mounts and stuff, sometimes you got to tweak things a little bit. So this is the spacer that came with these mounts for the crash bar, but they're too thick. They leave a huge gap at the top, and you can barely get them started with threads. We didn't like that. So this is a spacer that came with the mounts for the Oxbeam that don't really fit the crash bar, but they're much smaller. So there's a little knob on the back here. Trim that off with a knife. And this makes a nice, small spacer to go inside of here. We've mocked one up. I'm going to show you how it looks, and we're going to go ahead and get this other one on. All right, we've got both lights mocked up on the crash bar, tightened up reasonably tight. When we get done wiring everything up, we'll turn the lights off in here, point them against the garage door, and kind of adjust them for height or any tilt or anything we need and stuff. But next, we're going to mount the controller. So on the Lowrider ST, there is a bracket that comes out that the fairing mounts to and that the headlight wiring and everything goes through. And we're going to mount this right on top. Now, we took some of the rubber pads that came with the Oxbeam lights, and we double-sticked them to the back of this because this is metal, and we want to avoid metal on metal for vibration. Then we're going to run a big piece of 3M double-stick tape across here and stick it to the top, and then we'll secure it with some Velcros. But that'll provide a little rubber and a little tape to help isolate that for vibration, and we don't have metal against metal banging and making noise when you're riding the motorcycle. And then all this wiring will come right down through that bracket that the fairing mounts with. There's a hole for that that comes right back into a channel for running wire down. So we'll run the two wires down to the light, bundle those up, and then we'll run this power wire back underneath the tank and tie it in to the battery. We're going to do that in kind of a special way. We'll show you that in a minute. And then this is our controller wire that goes up and feeds the handlebar. So let's get that stuff done. All right, guys, so we used the electrical tape that came with the Oxbeam lights to kind of mock the wiring all up in place, routed it up into the neck of that fairing mount, and then we're actually going to mount the control box up on the top of his fairing and then bundle the wires up and zip tie them to the top of that frame mount for the head, for the whole front fairing. So that's how we decide to run the wiring. What we're going to do for the main power wire is there's a channel on the Harley Davidsons that are underneath the gas tank that runs back to the seat. The battery on a soft tail is really hard to get to, and he has a battery tender plug on there already, so we're going to wire a battery tender plug onto the end of these lights and then plug them into the battery tender, and they'll have power from the battery all the time. We'll tap a turn signal or headlight wire for the accessory on so that it can only turn on when the bike is on, and then we'll have power to the battery but we'll have a remote on based on when you turn the ignition on so that they don't run all the time. These are supposed to have a daytime running light, as I understand it. So if you don't tap an accessory wire that is only got power when the bike is on, you would have daytime running lights running all the time. So we're going to try and wire that up next. All right, guys, we use these little butt connectors that have solder built into them. You make them, get wires all fed up in there, and you heat up the heat gun. That solder just softens up. I usually take a pair of needle nose when it's hot and squeeze it to kind of make sure the solder gets pushed around inside the wires. These work really good. And then I'm going to slide some heat shrink up over the top of this to, you know, seal them together. And that'll help keep the weather out of these connections, keep them from getting corroded. Now, for you guys that were paying close attention to where I was soldering that, you're going to wonder why I wired red to black and black to red. Well, because this connector only goes one way, and it's going to reverse when we connect to the battery. So normally, the metal tab is your negative. You can see here, this is a factory wiring for it. But on the other side, that's a positive. Well, because we're going to put this metal tag into the positive on the other side, I wired the black to the positive wire for the light. I know it may seem counterintuitive, but if you've done this before, you'll understand. If you're connecting two of these connectors together, you have to reverse one of them. Otherwise, you're connecting negative to positive, and you're going to have big problems. Hope that explains that for anybody that was wondering. All right, now we're going to go ahead and plug this in and test it before we route the wire up underneath this tank. If everything works good, then we'll take the bolts out of the front of the tank, loosen the ones in the back, lift that up, get into that channel, feed it back. It'll come out right back here, and then it'll just plug right into that connector. There's where his existing battery tender cable is. All right, guys, it wasn't going to stick very well up there, so Steve's actually bundled the wire up, put it inside this bracket for the most part, and then we have zip-tied this down to the top of the bracket. We have turned the triple tree multiple times to make sure it clears. Nothing's going to hit this. It's not going to bind up the steering in any way. So we're all good for clearance, and everything's bundled up and tied up on top of this frame mount for the fairing, or the wires tucked down inside the channel of the frame mount, except for what little bit you see right here coming out of the back. That also means if we need to get to these connectors for some reason or something, they're not pulling you everything out to get to them. Now, they call this an accessory wire. I've always called it a remote on wire. So you tie this wire to something that has power when the key is on, like a turn signal, and then the system will light up. But if there's no power to this wire, the system won't light up. For now, I have tied it to this fuse so that it will work, and we're going to test it. I'm going to plug it into the battery tender back here and show you what the lights look like in the modes, and then we'll finish cleaning up our install and take it for a test ride. The weather outside is not cooperating. It's raining, and it's supposed to maybe snow tomorrow. So we'll probably finish this video up in a few days. But let's go ahead and plug this in and show you what the lights look like. All right, guys. That is the daytime running lights. They're an amber circle. Maybe a little hard to tell in here because they're so bright, but they are not really that bright right now. That's just the running lights. Go ahead and turn the lights on, Steve. Okay, so those are yellow fog light, and there the color's kind of picked up correctly. Go ahead and hit the white light, and that's a white light, and it's a little higher. So when I get up here, I'm actually in the beam, and go ahead and show us the combo. So down here, down low, we get a yellow. When we go up high, we get a white. Let me show you on the wall what that looks like. So there's the combo with white at the top and yellow down low. Go ahead and cycle through. And there's just the fog lights, and there is just the auxiliary spotlights. And you press the button in and hold it to turn them off. And we're back to just the daytime running lights. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and tuck the wiring up in there and stuff. It's raining outside, so we're going to give it a couple days. The weather's going to clear out. We may even get some snow tomorrow. Then we're going to take it for a test ride, and we're going to ride it at night and get you some footage of that and compare them to the lights that I already installed on my 2024 Street Glide. Power wire, and we've got to get up here. So Steve has already got the seat off, taking the bolts out. We're just going to move the tank and run the cable down that channel and bring it out. So we'll get that done. All right, guys, we've got the wire up in here running along the frame. Comes back over the center here. And then we come down along the frame right here, and you can see the red wire tucks into this channel. This is that wiring channel, and it pops into the frame right there with the plug, but that's going to bring this wire and keep it up off the top of the head and bring it back here where we can plug it in. We'll plug it into the battery tender back here by the seat. Now, the other night when we had the garage door closed, we kind of pointed the lights where we think they want to be for height, but obviously we've not rode it at night yet, and it's still daylight out right now. So Steve's going to button the bike back up together, and then when it gets dark, we will take it out, and we'll go to the same spot where I tested the fog lights on my 2024 Street Glide and run through the lights there and see how they compare. That's low beam. High beam. Yellow. White. Combo. A lot more light, ain't it?
It's just a little more light.
Is that your high beam there or your low beam?
Oh.
That's low beam. Can't see nothing. 50 feet.
You can jump down some, but...
Yeah, but a lot more light. All right, guys, we are back, and Steve has already rotated the lights down a little bit. If you just saw that footage from last night, they were maybe just a hair high, and that's why you do these test rides and you test them and stuff. But as you can tell in the footage, that this puts out a lot more light. You can see a lot further. You can see more to the sides with the spotlights than you can with the factory LED headlight. Now, this is a 2024 Lowrider ST. It's got LED headlight in it already. But these little fog lights, man, they sure made a difference, didn't they? And now he'll have the ability right there with the click of a button on the hand controls to choose whether he wants yellow or auxiliary white lights or if he wants both. So worked out really well, mount on the perch really well on the hand controls there and stuff. You know, we think about fog lights and we think about, you know, needing those for visibility for us as the riders in bad weather. But fog lights and auxiliary lights like this can actually make your bike more visible. I noticed how much brighter these lights were when Steve was riding behind me and looking in my mirror and seeing them. So I want to give you a shot of what these look like with the daytime running lights on and then with the yellow combo lights. And then with the white auxiliary lights. Now, these have flashing modes and some of that stuff. I don't know that Steve will ever use any of those. But I guess if you were broke down the side of the highway and you wanted to have flashing lights like a hazard light, they'd be okay for that. All right. Well, I hope you guys like this video, get something out of it. If you're looking for a good set of fog lights, this is pretty neat. If you do not mind wiring this to the battery and you have a place to put that control box, the switch mount's really nice on the handlebar switch housing. It's a perch mount, so that worked out well. But yeah, you will need a place to deal with the control box, and you'll have to wire this to the battery and keep that control box to be able to get this kind of functionality. All right, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.